that be sort of the same thing as backwoodsman?
No, nah, it's just a kind of a slang way of way to the native give him that slang name.
If somebody was waiting for you to get ready so that you could go someplace, and they might say, "Hey, you gonna be ready soon?" And you'd say, "Yeah, I'll be with you in
a few minutes, or just something like that. Just a few minutes or a few moments or something."
If you knew you were on the right road to a place, but you weren't sure of the distance, say to Hawkham, you might say,
And
if somebody said they didn't want to do something and you wanted to agree with them, you might say, "Well, me," and you might say, "I'm not going to go," and you might say, "Well, me."
Or if you didn't want to go, you'd say, no, me neither.
Or something. Oh, now, this next part, I'm just going to, this is just for pronunciation, and I'm going to point to things and on me, and you tell me what you call it. Now, this stuff growing on my head, that'd be
hair.
And on a man's face, he has to shave his
beard. We call it beard. On his lip, it's called mustache.
Uh-huh.
And on his face, it's the beard.
And now, to distinguish this one from this one, you call this one your
right ear.
Uh-huh. And this one?
Left ear.
Mm-hmm. And this would be your?
Your lip, upper lip.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you talk with is
your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is your?
Your throat.
Mm-hmm. And all the way around would be your?
Your neck.
Have you ever heard anybody use the term goozle?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
That means right in here. You see that swollen part?
That's that
swollen part.
And one of these would be?
A tooth.
And all of them would be?
Your teeth.
And this part up here above the teeth is?
Is your gum, upper gum.
Mm-hmm. And this part of your hand?
Is the palm of the hand.
And one of these would be?
Your fist.
And two of them would be?
Your fist.
And these, any part of your body that bends would be your?
That's in your wrist, mm-hmm. and this is a big elbow.
And all of them, any.
Then your arm, this is your arm here. Mm-hmm. You think it's your arm.
And like sometimes when people say they're getting stiff in their
joints,
mm-hmm. and the upper part of a man's body would be his.
This is chest, and.
Mm-hmm. And you call this your.
His shoulder.
And one of these would be.
Hands.
Yes. And the whole, and then two would be?
The hands. Hands.
Mm-hmm. And this whole thing here that we
would call a leg.
Mm-hmm. And one of these would be?
A foot.
And two of them?
2 foot.
Now this front part of your leg that you bang up against things sometimes.
Shin.
And then the back part of your thighs, like if a person squats down, they say they're only squatting down on
Hunkers.
Now, if a person's been sick and looks kind of white about the face, then you might say, they look kind of
pale.
Do you ever say peaked? Have you ever heard peaked sometimes?
Yeah, peaked.
You're so good. Yeah. I just love talking to you.
Yeah.
A person that's real healthy and can, maybe lift things easy. Yeah. You'd call that person real
robust or strong or stout. He's a
mm-hmm. And a person that's real easy to get along with, you'd say that person's?
Well, he's you'd say he's a
good
he's
nature.
Got a good nature, he's a good disposition or mm-hmm.
And how about like a special